Lifecast. My name is Deanna, and I'm here with a multitude of people.
Hi.
To my right is Greg.
Yo.
Pat.
Hi.
Dan.
Yo.
Sydney.
Hi.
Andres.
Hello.
And Adam.
Hiya.
And we're going to talk about video games for a little bit.
Hey.
Video games and probably other things.
And blackjack.
That's another thing.
Let me tell you, we don't need to go to blackjack today. I got stories.
You got stories? Tell us.
Right now, or do we want to do what we play? What,
oh, yeah.
How would you like to do it?
What have you guys been playing? The Steam Summer Sale is currently underway and will be by the time this podcast is out, still. What have you bought? Because that's what we all want to hear.
All right. So, I was scouring the Steam Summer Sale pages, and I came to the dark realization, I don't give a fuck about 99.99% of video games in general. So you know what I did? I purchased Dark Souls 1 to Prepare to Die. For PC. And I started playing that because Dark Souls is the only thing that gives me life at this point, ironically. But so I started playing that, and it just immediately, like, I don't know, there's just something about, it's most definitely nostalgia at this point, but the game ain't even that old, so I don't know if nostalgia's really right, but there's something about the weight of the first Dark Souls that I love so much, which is weird because I'm also a huge fan of the speed and the swiftness of like most games in general, but specifically Bloodborne. So I simultaneously love how slow Dark Souls 1 is, but I also love how quick Bloodborne is. And I'm kind of iffy on these in-betweens. You know, like the Dark Souls 2 and the Dark Souls 3. It's like, oh, you're all right, but you're not as hype as Bloodborne. It's like, oh, you're all right, but you ain't as, like, as Dark Souls 1. So it's in this weird place. But, like, I don't know. For the first time in a long time, I got mad when I lost some souls.
And I'm still mad because I lost souls
I haven't had that. I literally haven't had that feeling since Dark Souls 1. I don't know what it is about Dark Souls. It's most definitely nostalgia because I can't think of anything else what it would be. But after playing Dark Souls 1, I played Dark Souls 2. I like Dark Souls 2. But the entire time, being a somewhat veteran at that point, I was just kind of like, oh, yeah, you just lose souls. It's a part of the process. Play Bloodborne. Oh, you just lose souls. It's part of the process. Dark Souls 3, you just lose souls. It's part of the process. But and I was playing Dark Souls 1, and then I beat Moonlight Butterfly. And I stacked a whole bunch of humanity so I could increase my drop chances. And then I died to some dumb shit. And I stopped playing. And I was just like, I mean, it was also late, but I was actually salty. And I was like, oh, emotions. It's been a while. Yeah, but other than that, I can't think of anything else I've been playing outside of the usual Hearthstone and Overwatch.
Nope. Pat?
I bought Tabletop Simulator.
It's a good game.
Ooh, great game. Ooh, I spelled it. I wish I played it more. Every time it's like, I show my friends, it's like, hey, anyone want to play a tabletop? It's like, every time we play it, we have the most fun ever. Yeah. It's like, nah, I'd rather do nothing instead. Okay.
I mean, I think, what, four of us now have it?
Several of us have it. Yeah. I have it.
Just fucking hit me up anytime. We'll play like we'll Dungeon do. Dice Monsters or some shit. They got every game. They got Dungeon Dice Monsters.
When are you coming back from?
Friday.
What?
We'll play Saturday night. I'll play tonight.
Yeah, sure.
I have nothing to do.
I made an article yesterday, so I'm on cooldown period.
I probably need to make an article.
You should get on it. You can write anything.
Ooh, I was going to do a Life is Strange one, because Monica said that would be a good idea.
Yeah, not every article has to be 1,500 words like mine. You can just do 300 words, yeah. You know? That'll be fine.
Yeah, the minimum is 300.
Let's see. I bought the Jackbox Party Pack 2.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. That's
Oh, Bidiots is...
Bidiots is great.
Yes.
I like Bomb Corp, but I think we need to be in the same room.
Yeah.
Bomb Corp
would be much better.
Poorly. VoIP for Bomb Corp is the worst, because there is that, like, 1 second delay, and that is enough. that is like, more than enough.
Like, those clips in between, like, the bombs... That was just like the usual Jackbox jokes.
Oh, wow.
What a shame we didn't hear, Pat.
Yeah, right? to set up this scene, we were playing on Google Hangouts. It was me, Pat, Dan, and Adam playing Bomb Corp on Hangouts. And when you screen share on Hangouts, you don't have sound.
Oh.
So
and we couldn't hear the rules. We couldn't hear anything. Actually. Yep.
We got the gist of it, the rules.
But we also blew up several times.
I mean, part of the job.
Yeah. This job blows. It's the little tagline I have for it. It's great. Anything else of note that you bought?
Golf with Friends.
Okay, with Friends is great. Daniel the Manual.
Yes.
Let's move on to you.
I haven't bought anything off of Steam because it's all just sitting in my cart and I'm just too lazy to hit the purchase button.
Okay.
But I got a lot of stuff in there, a lot of platformers, and I have both Jackbox Party Packs in there, too.
Okay.
My most recent purchase today was the new Star Ocean.
That's good.
I've been playing. I'm pretty much done with Mighty No. 9, too. Like, I'm at the final boss, and I can, like, beat it down, but every time I beat it, I always just kind of, like, end the game because I don't want to sit through the 4 hours of credits.
4 hour credits.
Yeah.
Is there an after credit scene? I really hope so.
Imagine
it'd
be so good.
Yeah, it's like not even worth it. It's just like you seem like sleeping in his bed or some shit.
It's like Mighty No. 10.
He's like in a little tent.
Yeah, they set up the sequel. It's totally coming.
Oh man.
The best thing about it is like it has all the Kickstarter backers. But most of them just didn't put their names in, so at least 70-75% of the credits are just a generous backer, a generous backer, a generous backer. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
That's so stupid. You could just, because no one knows which a generous backer they are, so you could have just had the names at the end be like, and 1,700,000, 2,000 other backers.
But no, they list them all individually, which is probably what makes it fucking 4 hours.
Yeah.
I honestly think at some point they were like, oh, when this game does well, we're going to be like, oh, look at all these people who care. And we're gonna have the longest credits.
Yeah.
And the people are going to be like, wow, look at all this love and admiration for this title, man.
Gotta send your backer kits quicker.
Yeah, maybe.
Then people stop caring and don't put their names in.
So, Sydney.
I was gifted a lot of games during the Steam sale.
Yep.
I also bought 4 games.
Okay.
Most notably, I bought Stardew Valley and finally started playing it. And within the first 3 minutes, I started crying.
Oh. Yeah.
What made you cry?
The opening scene.
What's emotional about it?
It made me sad. He was old.
Yeah, honestly, nothing fucks me up like old people.
Like, I don't want people near me in real life, but, like, you show me a video game, old person, like, shit, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, like no, for real, though, like nothing, like, I can watch, like, children and adults die, dogs, they can die, all that care. But, but you show me, like, an old person who's, like, had, like, unrequited love for, like, 60 years, and their wife dies or some shit, their children from the grave. That's when the sparks start going.
I thought that was cute, but I didn't even
know. Yeah, I don't actually know.
I got a little teary eyed. Yeah. Andres, what have you been playing?
I haven't been playing nothing, but I'm preparing myself for what I like to call my mind Kirby Money. On August, I bought 2 games, Tilt and Tumble and Kirby Curse, and I'm trying to play every single Kirby game.
Okay.
Every single one.
Even the spinoffs?
Even the spinoffs. A lot of them in 3DS, luckily, and then 2 are. One I can get in the Wii U, one last game in the Wii Virtual Console. So I'm excited for Kirby One.
This table's sticky.
I can tell you what I got and what I've been playing.
Hey. Oh, shit.
I got Golf with Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Mount your friends.
we got friends here.
We got friends.
Here at the Life Cast. We got friends.
Speaking of friends,
we got friends.
I got this war of mine.
Yeah, that's a great friendly game about friendship.
But back to a tabletop simulator.
Oh, yeah, friends, yeah, friends, friends, yeah.
Oxenfree.
Okay.
Yep. Walking Dead Michonne.
Michonne.
Rachel Whitehurst has been playing Oxenfree. They've been streaming it. Her and her boyfriend, Chris Considers. Considers is not his last name.
I don't know either of those people.
It's a YouTuber I like to watch. Or she is.
Yeah, I've heard her a long time.
Yeah.
Remember the cooking people?
Yeah, cooking with Crachel. Crachel cooks.
And they made smoothies.
Mm-hmm. They made smoothies, and I thought it was funny, and no one else did.
Yeah, that's why I never show people what I like.
I got Darkest Dungeon.
Woo!
Read Only Memories, thank you, Nugget. And Punch Club. Because it was like $1.
Oh, okay. I don't know what to say. Like, I literally only heard, mad to negative things.
Yeah, it was $1. Why the hell not? It was a nice card topper.
Yeah. God damn it. Fucking capitalism. It's gone too far.
And I've been playing, of course, the usual Hearthstone, Overwatch. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I played like the first couple hours of Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE last night.
Okay.
That's the new Wii U game. The new Shin Megami Tensei.
X Fire.
Yeah, it's the fire. Yeah,
I can't play that game out of principle.
Yeah.
Because I'm not particularly quiet about my disdain for Fire Emblem Fates.
Yeah.
And I played probably more of it than most people I know.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I don't know, like, I kept reaching towards this, like, idea that there would be some sort of payoff. And I still don't know because after putting like 120 hours dying repeatedly because I'm too fucking stubborn to lower the difficulty, and nothing else is keeping me going. And definitely not fucking blowing on my wife's face or husband's face.
That didn't do it for me,
you know? I kind of missed like the somewhat interesting stories of the older Fire Emblem games. They played it more straight. And then we have this game, which is like, You know, blowing on your wife's face is kind of weird. Can't say I've blown on anyone's face ever, really.
My dog's because she thinks it's annoying.
Yeah, you know. And then we have whatever this Shin Megami Tensei X Fire Emblem, and then it's just like that times 11. So
it's definitely Weeb Central.
Yeah.
I started it out, and it definitely had a rough start. Like it had like generic anime start. With some interesting twists on it, like pretty much you want to be an idol.
Oh.
Okay.
Why Fire Emblem, though?
Because there's so much idol material.
No one knows anything about Fire Emblem.
So the idol masters are not the Fire Emblem characters. The Fire Emblem characters are people who play in combat.
Yeah.
And,
I noticed that when they went Super Saiyan Marth. And
yeah.
they flew up through the sky.
They look fucking cool, first of all. Like the redesigns, like Krom has like fucking, he's like a mummy now. It's really weird. Krom. I'll show you a picture.
Because he's old.
He's not. He's like 17. I know that's old in Japan, especially for anime protagonists, but like, goddamn.
No, I mean, not like, look, he's got a scarf up like his whole face. He looks kind of.
He's a
ninja?
They look like fucking anime characters. Like, they look like real ass anime characters.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I don't think they would put Krom. Although, I guess there's not much for it.
Like, Krom and Tharja are the two
that made
I've run into so far. And people, like, two characters that could be Fire Emblem characters, but I haven't played enough Fire Emblem in my life to tell you one way or the other.
Yeah. Well, have you seen Marzu yet?
No.
Okay.
Huh?
Do they have blue hair?
Krom does.
Blue hair. I mean, I feel like, I know there's Marth in the game, because I've seen him go Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
Why do they also decide to include the other blue-haired lord?
I don't know.
Who is pretty much he's the reincarnation of Marth. Pretty much. I don't know. Whatever.
But yeah, believe it or not, like I like really was dead set against hating that game. Like the first hour I was playing it, but I started opening up like, oh man, the soundtrack's real good. I like how these environments look. This UI is fucking gorgeous. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I gotta stick with this.
That's fine. I'm sure it'll be an all right game. It's
So I'm on like the turnaround. I'm like the man. I fucking hate it. Fuck you, weebs. Fuck anime. And I'm on like the turnaround. And I'm like, okay, maybe there's something here. So I'll keep you posted.
All right. Well, I bought several things. I bought a few things like right the day before the Steam sale started. I bought Drawful 2, and then a bunch of other indie games because I had a $25 gift card I wanted to use. I'm thinking about buying Hyper Light Drifter. I got a bunch of free games. And I got Golf with Theory Friends. I had Tabletop Simulator. I don't know. I bought Skullgirls and all the DLC.
Hey, good shit.
And I want to get into that. I bought a Steam controller, too. It's not here yet.
I don't know if they ever released, because there's a whole lot of, like, development stuff with Hyper Light Drifter. A game I liked Hyper Light Drifter, not as much as most people. The art style is fucking sick, but I also didn't really care. Like, there's something about it where I can like appreciate how fucking dope it is, but at the same time, it doesn't really resonate with me in any specific way. And also the soundtrack, it's like not really my thing. It's kind of like it kind of reminds me of Predator. Yeah, and so like that's not really my jazz, but it was pretty good despite not being my jazz. So everything in this game was working against me outside of the fact that it's like a somewhat challenging game, not that hard, but yeah. So I think you would enjoy it personally. Okay. It's fucking.
I've known about it for about 3 years now.
It's fucking.
Like I was sitting in class, game development one. Game programming one, and I was looking at like the games on display on GameMaker like .com or whatever, video games, and that was like the top one every single week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's
real good. 2013, folks.
Oh, shit, back. Oh, shit.
it's come out, and they've added a lot of like quality of life stuff. There's been like a controversy in the fan base because there's this thing going around where. Fans are mad when games are easy for some reason, or if someone adds like an easy mode or something. And that's fucking stupid. I hate all of that. Because like it pretty much started from Dark Souls because Dark Souls doesn't have the difficulty thing. And so that spawned. And then many people, myself included, joined the church of Dark Souls and cannot stop talking about it. And so this extends to other games where the devs were like, hey, this game is tough for a lot of people. We're going to add an easy mode. Or like, add like adjustable things that you can choose to turn on. People are like, no, you're ruining the spirit of the game. I'm like, what the fuck is the spirit of the game? You're fucking alien people who talk in symbols and you trade squares to get power ups. Like, what do you even know? You don't know anything about this game. It's heavily inspired by Dark Souls, but like, it's even more cryptic than Dark Souls because no one speaks. So it's just kind of like, which is cool. Which is one of the things I like about it. It's kind of like. When people talk to you, they give you images, and you sort of like use these images to kind of like piece what's happening together. I had no fucking clue by the end of the game. I'm not that smart, so that's probably why, but like, I had no fucking clue what that game was about, but it's an acid trip and a half, and everyone should play through it once.
Okay. All right, I'll consider it.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, what's up with gaming news? I have some news. At the end of this. It's a game I found out about yesterday.
You can start about it?
I have a sample from the soundtrack because I'm really excited about it. Speaking of Perturbator, I guess, yeah. There's another artist which is very similar to him called Carpenter Brut. And he is like a French composer, so he does like movie stuff. And hold on, let me turn on the speaker.
Carpenter Brut.
Yeah. And he is composing some of the soundtrack for a game called Fury.
I know that game.
Thank you!
I immediately was drawn to it because it was a black dude. I'm a simple black dude. I see another black dude, I click like. Because there's so few of us, and primarily because eventually I'm going to get into cosplay. And I don't want to just be Drebin every year, you know?
But yeah, I think this is one of the boss themes, and it's called You're Mine. I'm going to start. It's like a little clip. It's developed by the Game Bakers, I think.
I like that name.
Yeah. It's coming later this year. Yes.
Farai.
Fury with an I.
I was watching the gameplay of it. It seems pretty hype.
Yeah. I'm probably going to get it when it comes out. Yeah. But it's coming on PC through Steam and on PS4. Six. And here's a little bit of the soundtrack. Yeah. their styles are very similar.
That's all right. I do.
I don't know if that picked it up on the mic, but whatever.
I'm sure we could just edit like the raw file.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I know what time I started at. So.
Yeah. So. But.
I know what time I ended at. But yeah, I'm really excited. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
Because I like the neon everything.
So art stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just watching like one of the boss fights, and it's kind of like. Somewhat bullet helly, but you kind of have like iframes to dodge through things.
Yeah.
So think like Enter the Gungeon, but like 10 times more hype, and you have a sword instead of a gun. So you're just like dodging, just like dodging through like hella bullets and like attacking someone with a melee weapon, which is definitely my shit.
Yep. I'm also finding that I kind of like that type of game as well. which is cool. So yeah, there are a couple other people who worked on Hotline Miami's soundtrack that are working on it. I know Scattle is one of them, and there's another one I can't remember right now, but if you like Scattle's stuff, he's working on it too. So yeah, that's what I have for news. I've been kind of secluded because I've been trying to play all the games I bought on the Steam sale.
That's fair.
So,
it's very fair.
Yeah, that's why.
And I've been watching games. Orange is the New Black, which I finished and I'm very angry about.
I have
yeah,
seven
your turn
pieces
now.
Of news.
Seven.
That's a lot. It's more than last week, which was a big fat zero.
Yeah, last week was after E3, so I guess news didn't matter as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Street Fighter V's next update will include Balrog and Ibuki.
And a
CEO.
Bunch of stages and a bunch of costumes.
This is also story mode, or is that still?
And story mode, yeah.
And story mode coming out July 1st.
Can they add a feature where, like...
Still no arcade mode.
You switch stages when you hit, like, retry, or, like, quick stage switch or something?
I wish more games did that.
Yeah, because,
yeah,
like
Skullgirls started it when you hit random. Like, each new round was a different stage.
Yeah, and I love that because
yeah,
I don't want to fight that waterfall stage for 2 hours and then have to spend 2 minutes going back to the character start menu and then load everything again.
Yeah.
I just want to go to a new stage. I understand that's going to be more loading as well.
They just need to speed up the game, honestly. I spend more time waiting for a match than actually playing matches.
Yeah. What was next? More importantly, it's probably the next part of your Street Fighter story.
At the end of the trailer, Jiren and Yuri were shown in half a second clips for each of them.
Yep, doesn't even matter. I just need to know she was coming.
I really like Jiri's redesign.
Yeah.
I really like fucking Balrog's.
His face gave me flashbacks of some kind, and one day I'm going to figure out what his face is. What reminds me of, and I'm going to fucking post it. It's like, it's giving me some like...
Wait, let me see Balrog?
He looks like a fucking... I don't know, man.
Both of his costumes are hideous.
Specific.
Like, his alternate costumes?
Yeah. I haven't seen them.
They're, like, hilariously ugly.
Are you sure it doesn't remind you of Street Fighter? Not... fuck.
It reminds me of
Punch-Out.
Oh, yes!
Working magic here on the Life Cast.
That's exactly what it is. But it looks like he's a... No.
He was literally designed after Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
so
his face is exactly
giving me fucking Punch Out for Wii U vibes. It looks just as animated too. Like I just saw the screenshot of just his face, and it was just like, oh, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love this costume, though.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
I really like Yurian's redesign too. He looks swanky as shit.
Yurian, yeah.
But it's like we need to keep the banana hammock though.
I was not expecting the banana hammock.
Hopefully it's a skin.
Story mode skin?
I really hope so.
Yeah, someone attacks
he's
him
not
on the
truly
beach.
Yurian without when he's not rocking the banana. Like, he needs it.
Yurian, Yurian.
Who thought at, like, the hip area of men and was like, we need a thing that just cups... That? And, like, nothing else.
I honestly think it was, like, someone was like, I want to make a male thong, but, like, you can't just have, like, a string where the balls are, because that'll be weird.
it'll probably be
uncomfortable, and it would look awful, because you'd be bisecting the balls, and then, like... And then I don't know what the dick would be doing. Maybe the dick would be, like, pointed upwards. I don't know. Either way, the banana hammock is the perfect and logical solution to that. That way the balls are just kept where they're supposed to be. And
they're not spilling.
They're not spilling. Absolutely no spillage. I'm like fucking boxers.
I really like where this podcast is going so far.
You know what I hate? Boxers that just have like the slit down the middle and they don't have like the two things curving out. So like at any moment, like my dick could just pop out at any moment while I'm wearing boxers. And it's like, no, you gotta do the thing where it's like you have like the two layers on it. So like it works just as well because you go to pee, you just pull one out and then that's it.
Not sure I've ever used a pair of boxers that don't have the two.
No, it's like it's never... It's just like some have it more extreme than others, and some are very little. And like, if anything happens, then like, you know, shit just starts spilling out. You know? I can't control that.
What about buttons? Are you okay with buttons.
I don't like buttons per se because in a panic scenario, buttons are a bit too tough for me. But, yeah,
in a panic scenario.
You know, because like when you panic, you get dumb as fuck. You do the dumbest shit when you're like panicked, and so like even something as simple as
to an extent. Button.
Yeah, definitely to an extent. But I'm a special kind of dumbass.
So do you advocate for Velcro jeans?
I plead the fifth.
You heard it here.
You heard it here.
Greg pleads the Fifth Amendment.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And it says they can be purchased with real money. Is that something they're adding now, or
they were trying to add their own real money system, and then they just realized it was way too hard to code into the game, so they just decided to put everything on the PS Store. And as an alternative, you can use in-game currency in the in-game store to get them as well.
Okay.
That's fucking hilarious. They're just like,
we don't know how to code.
We can't min-max our fucking our Bison Bucks system, so we're just going to use a normal money.
All right, that's it for Street Fighter. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Street Fighter.
July's free games with gold were revealed today.
Okay.
Oh, wow, actually, that's really good. The two Xbox One games for the month are the Banner Saga 2 and Tumblestone.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Tumblestone,
which I'm not sure what Tumblestone is, but it's free.
Ooh, I like free.
Although
I don't really, because every fucking month I forget to download my free PS Plus games.
Yeah.
Like, that's just too much work for me, though. to fucking boot on my PlayStation to get free games.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And two Xbox 360 games are Rainbow Six Vegas 2 and Tron Evolution.
Ooh, I like Tron. That explains so much in my life. Like, that really does explain a lot.
Yep, that's everything. And I guess, I'd imagine they're adding those two games. If not, if they don't already have backwards compatibility, they're probably going to add it because that's what they've been doing. They've been releasing the 360 games, but making them work with backwards compatibility, so you can play them on Xbox One too. It's a good lineup. Speaking of more free things, Shovel Knight 2 is getting two more free campaigns, releasing later this year.
Shovel Knight 2 or yeah. Shovel Knight?
Shovel Knight. They'll be releasing two more free campaigns this year, and they'll be
King Knight and Spectre Knight.
King Knight and Spectre Knight, yep.
Which will come
first. Campaigns?
King Knight comes first,
so
then
like,
Spectre Knight.
So it's like a new, like...
Is it new levels, or is it
just
the characters?
New characters.
Oh, okay.
But they'll like, adjust the levels to suit the new character styles, more like they did with Plague Knight.
okay.
And, like... It's
levels
same
I
levels.
Can't even play through as Shovel Knight.
And, like, the levels are generally the same, but, like, they do a really, really good job, at least they did with Plague Knight, at, like, making the characters so different from Shovel Knight that you have to approach the game in a completely different way.
Okay.
That's sick. Oh, yeah.
Spectre Knight's new abilities include a slashing attack, which can also be activated in midair for a dash slash. He also has a wall climb, however. He can only climb a set distance before falling down again. So you'll need to use this ability in combination to reach him.
Saw the 11-second clip of him.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
There are also two new modes in the works: body swap and battle mode. Body swap will allow you to switch your character's gender, and battle mode is a multiplayer game type. However, it won't be coming to the Vita version.
they just singled out the fucking Vita.
Oh my
god.
Man,
that's so funny.
That thing's on, like, every fucking console, and they were just like, nah, fuck you, Vita.
It is. Oh, God.
That's perfect.
It takes place on a single screen with multiple controllers.
Okay.
Then how are they going to download play probably 3DS, right?
Yeah. Or, lobbies.
Overwatch's Torbjorn is being nerfed on consoles, and here's how and when.
Oh, did they announce what they're going to do?
Yeah.
It's just it's a 30% damage nerf on his turret, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. An incoming patch will reduce damage done by Torbjorn's turret by 30%.
Okay.
For Xbox One and PS4, PC will remain unchanged.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The update will come out in mid to late July.
Yeah, I've never played on console. Well, technically I did, like my first time playing it, but I didn't. That was way too early for me to be able to judge what's busted or not.
Busted.
I think I was busy.
PS4 is the only time I played on console.
Yeah, and I think my main problem was Bastion at the time.
Yeah.
And I still don't like Bastion.
Yeah.
Like I crush him because I play Symmetra, and they're too bad to get out the way. But, like, I don't like him on a spiritual. you know, disappears to low. He's easily killable, but he's just like, he's so absolutely mindless that I don't like him from like a design perspective, where it's just like, okay, what does this character do? It's like, well, he kind of sucks. It's like, oh, okay, so why is he here? So, well, he makes the lives of our people coming into the game like a living hell. It's like, okay, so he does nothing for people who like play the game for a long time, but all he does is crush new people, and all they do is complain about him. And so it's like, why is he here? What exactly does he bring to the game?
I've seen some cool uses of Bastion in competitive play, because you can change modes while in air. So you can just kind of like jump and then in turret and then shoot people and then just run away. Like, I've seen a lot of people like try to use him as like a high mobility offensive Bastion, and it's really weird.
I just had a crazy idea. So D.Va ult doesn't hurt your allies, right?
No, it doesn't hurt your allies.
All right, so Bastion, you jump on D.Va, fucking launch. Because in turret mode, you launch him while the Bastion's sitting on it. You just kind of like aerial gun it together. And then because they'd have their backs turned to you because of D.Va ult, so you're easily just able to gun them down. Man, that's that next level shit.
And it's
can
not
we
like,
stand on each other?
Huh? I don't think so.
God damn it! Oh,
you
can
run in with it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I mean, you can run in with it with anyone.
Yeah, but like with Bastion, like you're like you have like a severe amount of damage coming in through. Like, if you don't get killed by it.
I guess a less hype way to do it would just be while you're going through a dangerous choke point as Bastion to set up into a good area. That's when you devolve, because then everyone gets scared and they run away. And then you're past the choke point and you get in a good location and you start firing. That's lame. I don't want that.
And I've seen them use Bastion as like, it's not like a sit there and kill the whole team. It's like a pick a guy off and then leave and then find a new place.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. He's just a better sniper.
Yeah,
you know?
At this point, he's a sniper with horrible mobility.
Yeah, but I mean that's usually how snipers are in most games.
Yeah.
It's like you look at CS:GO, the AWP is like super heavy, and you move at like 2 miles per hour. But in Widowmaker's case, I've been just flying all around.
Still no McCree or Widowmaker nerf on console though. But Widowmaker isn't a problem with console. Like,
yeah.
Widowmaker's...
Yeah, she definitely seems balanced for console.
She's balanced for console, but unfortunately McCree isn't, and they still haven't changed it.
They probably forgot.
Honestly, they probably forgot.
He's pretty good on PC. It's just like, why is he good? It's like, oh, because you can do that thing really easily. I'm like, well, if it's easy on PC...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Twitch adds microtransactions for new emotes.
Oh yeah, that
called cheering. So basically, I looked into it last night. I watched a bunch of streamers because they only gave it to like 50 people, and I watched a good chunk of them who actually had this new thing. And so basically, it's just a different way to donate, and you can get like a new badge next to your name.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Not for microtransactions, but like that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the same thing. Like when I first heard about it, people were like starting to get uppity about it, and I was like, so it's just like a more. It's just a more controlled version of donations.
It's a more efficient version, too, because you can use Amazon payments with it.
Yeah.
So,
But the thing is, Twitch gets a cut of the donation.
Now they get a cut of the donation. They didn't before.
Yes.
Okay,
right.
All right, so I'm just going to keep donating. Well, I haven't donated, but if I would, I'm just going to not cheer.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a shit about no badge.
Yeah.
Use the streamer's actual donation link instead
I
feel like it's for casual Twitch watchers.
Or people who just...
Who just really like badges. I mean, that's why Team Fortress 2 was a thing, right? Because people really like tats.
It's for people who don't give a shit. Because it's like, there's going to be the people who are like, oh, I want to support them. It's like, yeah, but Twitch is getting a cut of it. And it's like, oh, well, I'm just going to do it anyway. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like people who just don't give a fuck. Which, you know, that's your fucking prerogative. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But, you know.
And it's a lot easier, too, because it's, like, in chat. You can just, like, open up the bits bar, like, it has, like, a new button there. So it's a lot, like, easier to donate that way, too.
I don't want Twitch getting money.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, what if people are lazy?
I don't like businesses. I like people.
Socialism.
So, yeah, as you like, buy tiers of bits, you get different little
symbols next to your name based on how much you donate.
So you're like, oh man, you give me like $1,000 because that's probably what's going to be the fucking stretch goal, you know, for the people because they always got to support the whales. You're like, oh, it's the thing because it's like every game does this thing now where it's like, oh, we don't like, oh, it's optional. Oh, it's optional. You don't have to worry about it. It's like, yeah, but there's a lot of sick people in the world who don't know the fuck to how to handle their money or their parents' money or something. And if you give them a $100 option, it's there to be used.
Yeah.
So don't fucking pretend like it's not there.
Yeah.
And so that the fucking top badge probably going to be like a solid like $2,000 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if they announced like how much bits you need to spend for each tier. But
I believe they did. I think it's this. So minimum is 100 bits. Well, I think you might be. If you can buy less, but you get the first badge you get is for 100 bits, and that's $1.40, and it increments 500 to $7. 1500 bits is $20, 5000 bits is $64, 10,000 is 126, and 25,000 is 306. So I'd imagine you get like a badge for each of those, but I'm not.
So,
I really hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too, because that's a lot of money.
Yeah. So each one of those price points is also like a badge point. So like,
I don't know if it's this increment because like I saw people using it and they had a badge actually, and it was like cheer 1,000. So they donated 1,000.
Yeah.
That's not one of like the viable increments.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to find a streamer who has it.
Tim the Tap Man has it. He's usually live.
Dodger has it.
Nairo has it.
Okay.
Show has it. He's a Hearthstone streamer.
Switch is just like
Who else did I watch last night? Who had it? Yeah, I was also watching. Trihex has it. I was watching like the increments, like see like the people with more viewers.
Oh.
I wanted to see how like if people were just using that, but it seemed like people were just subbing.
Also,
that was a good noise.
What was that?
Was the strong?
Oh, okay. I thought someone's stomach growled or someone farting. Yeah, it's yesterday must have been great for the streamers. It was like, oh, how does the system work? It's like, oh yeah, you just give us money. Oh, I gotta test it out.
Your chat is a new way to donate.
Yeah, it's like we're working out the kinks. Let's see how it goes.
Sure, I'll test it for you. I like you. But also, an important thing to note is the cheer badges are only available for the channel you donate to. Like, it's not a global thing. It's like,
yeah, so it's like, I give $306 to you, I give $306 to you, everybody knows that I'm just rolling the money.
Yeah,
so I gave Mango $320.
Yeah. Yeah, so it won't show up in other chats. It's like, I give Nairo 1,000 cheers, so.
Yeah. It'll be interesting if they do, like, the streamers are able to, like, customize badges or something. So, like, perhaps you could be, like
sub icons?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
And then so maybe you could be like, you'd be like another chat, and then maybe it'll be like, hey, I gave Mango $300 for some reason.
I'd give Force to somebody if I could get a Force in W badge next to my name.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You could, like, collect badges, and I'm like,
can
we not? I don't want to finish this sentence because I'm afraid.
Like,
but like, if you could connect, you could collect badges, then you could like equip them. You go to your profiles and click and equip them. So you go through like all the big channels and you give them $320.
Why does this sound enticing?
Shut the fuck up! Get out of here!
No, we need him to finish off our news section.
I can read, maybe.
Okay, so that's like, it's a new way for Twitch to make money. It'll probably work out. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the actual prices on Twitch.
$308
for 25,000.
12%
IGN
discount.
IGN fucked up. It says 306 here. And it fucked up.
I eliminated the
sound. Something IGN can't read. It's confirmed, friends. Why read IGN when you could read a livecast.net? We have great articles on the website. With things like bootleg game, modern horror, John. Or it might be the other way around.
I just want to... We need to finish our news section before I talk about what Kennedy fucking did to our website.
That poor server.
Poor little baby.
Okay.
The poor little baby.
This one, Sony banned a PSN user whose real name is Jihad.
Oh!
A PSN user was banned for having
a
username that contains the word Jihad, which also just happens to be his real name.
Thankfully,
Jihad has access to his account, and access to his reinstated account, though it came at a cost.
he received an email saying he was banned for his name iJihad for a time. That's a fantastic
name. Is it like an iPhone?
Yeah, it's like a lowercase iJihad. Oh, that's fantastic. Why would they ban that?
Like, where is he from? Like, do we know like his like ethnicity or something?
I'm not sure if it says it, but I'll keep reading. For a time, he was unable to access his account, games, and online services.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
And I believe I heard it somewhere, but he ended up losing like all his trophies and stuff like that.
Now that I'm gonna fight for that.
Yeah.
I fucking earned those trophies. Ain't no one taking them from me.
So he reviewed the list of names. The offer was revoked, making his ban permanent.
Well, I'm about to fight Sony now. All right, team, we have our next mission. We're going to fight Sony.
Here it is. However, he came with a few caveats, including the deletion of his friends, the lack of social features, and a possible loss of trophies. That's a devastating one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably platted Dark Souls 3. Jihad seems like that type of motherfucker.
I want to go in his account and see his plats.
He doesn't have any. They're all gone.
How
can
you be so insensitive?
You piece of shit, Jihad. I'm sorry for this guy.
Yeah, like I feel really bad.
Yeah.
Does it say how old he was?
I don't even care. This nigga could be 83. Although that would make me sadder.
Yeah,
he could be like 32.
Yeah, and like either way, it's still shitty.
Does not say his age in this. But it doesn't seem very pertinent to the...
Yeah.
I mean, I need to know how sympathetic I need to be right now. How much fighting of Sony do I need to do right now? Are they going to get the full fight? Are they going to get my 75%? Are they going to get my 100% ass whooping? All
right. And this one, I don't know the details of. I read whatever happened yesterday morning. But a lot has happened since then.
Oh, Jesus.
Ford dealership allegedly steals Firewatch artwork. So
yeah, I did see this last
night. Yeah, so Ford has an advertisement on their website.
Ford stole an indie game?
Yeah, yeah. Look it.
Oh. They used Firewatch's artwork.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
At the top of the ad.
Ford.
Yes.
Ford.
The car manufacturer.
Yes.
Stole artwork from a motherfucking indie game.
Yeah.
Are they too cheap to take a picture of this guy? Or paint their own?
Yeah, right?
I don't know what happened, but Game Informer got, like, a scoop on it. Like, they posted it, and then their dudes pretty much called the Ford dealership. It was in Quincy, Massachusetts, too. It was the Ford dealership.
Oh, okay, it's just a dealership.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
dealership.
It's not like Ford.
Okay, so it's not like Ford.
No.
Fucking, okay.
It was for the,
that makes so much more sense.
Yeah, it was the Ford dealership. Ford
and Quincy. We all know those assholes, am I right?
A Ford dealership in Quincy, Massachusetts has allegedly used artwork from Campbell Santos.
Allegedly?
Hey, man. Innocent until proven guilty.
I see it.
Without permission in a new promotion campaign.
It's right there.
It's right there.
See the black man.
Now, we all know this is a trap. The Firewatch fucking devs set them up.
It's a like, publicity stunt only in Quincy, Massachusetts.
For only Firewatch, which has been out for several months now.
Yeah.
So, update, what happened? Update, a Ford representative responded to IGN's requests for comments and had the following to say regarding the advertisement. Ford was not involved in creating the Quirk dealership advertising. Our dealers are independent businesses.
Yep, see, I knew it.
Yep.
They just love this. I'm about to die. Yeah. They go bad for them. It's like, yeah, we just love copyright infringement. We're actually based in China.
Oh, there's a trailer for it, too. Trailer? It's an advertisement. All right,
let's watch it.
Let's do a live watch.
A live watch?
Yeah, let's do a live reaction. Everybody looks stone-faced and say nothing.
They can't see us.
Shut up.
All
right, that's good.
Oh, I see all of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice commercial. Outside
of
the fact that they stole a firewall.
Look
at these, look how well done that was, and they couldn't fucking use this same artist to draw a fucking a vista? Just of any vista?
Or at least get permission from
man. No, there's no need. Because you could, the guy fucking animated the dude to breathe in and out. That same motherfucker can draw a vista. A boring fucking vista. I mean, Firewatch, you're fine. Sorry.
All right, that's all the news I have.
Okay.
That's with it. That, it's over.
No, we're not done with the podcast.
No, I mean the news.
Oh,
news,
okay,
news
okay.
Segment. With that, the news segment is over.
We should have musical intros.
Yeah.
Was it
I'm going to do that during
Adam's
the mixer.
News. That was it for Adam's news. That was it for Adam's news. Come tune in next week for more Adam's news.
Can I have the Bob Ross music playing too? I just want that to be the intro. Is that, what's
we
the,
can find like a royalty free version.
Yeah,
of it.
What's the deal on that? How much longer is that up?
That's indefinite.
Is that for use yet?
I don't know.
Wasn't that show on like PBS?
Yeah.
Doesn't all that shit like for use? That's
I mean, well,
we'll look into the legal.
Let's read.
Look into the legal of the Bob Ross song.
Speaking of getting intros and shit, we have a mixer. We're not using it right now because we don't have the rest of the equipment. But and we have one microphone.
We should all just crowd it around.
I was like thinking,
yeah, real,
like my ass at midnight, not being able to sleep. Like, we can make it work with one. And then I woke up and I'm like, that's not a good idea.
Awful idea. Some would say.
Most would say. But yeah. Within the next couple of weeks, hopefully, we'll have everything ready to bring to you a professional quality podcast, professional sounding podcast. Not the content is
yeah,
not
we're gonna still we're gonna still be, we're still gonna be talking about spilling out of our boxers, you know. That's not gonna change. So if you come here for that, you kick the right fucking way.
Yeah. Also, I really want to make the hotcast a thing. Speaking of,
I actually haven't gone around to listen to that. So I don't know what the podcast is.
Oh,
would you like to explain?
Damn. The Hotcast was originally a joke idea where we get drunk and talk about relationships and stuff.
Okay.
And the things all of that entails, I would assume. Anyway.
So that ended up happening last week?
No, it didn't happen.
Oh.
We haven't recorded an episode.
Or we take the podcast and make it just us viewing porn together.
No!
What's wrong with that?
It's just awful.
No,
that could be hilarious.
We could
yeah, that could be really funny.
Watch porn parodies.
That's something I've always wanted to do. Like,
we could have a group viewing of Strokeymon.
No,
why do we always talk about porn on these podcasts?
It always comes down to that. You're talking about the podcast. What else am I gonna say?
I'm here like telling my family, like, oh yeah, I run like an internet radio show. Article writing website.
That's your own words.
And like my mom is telling my family, like, oh yeah, Deanna's got a little like side business herself, and I'm
that's why I've never shared anything on my Facebook.
Yeah. Luckily I don't have family on my Facebook, so I can share whatever the fuck I want, but I also just don't use Facebook. So
like,
no,
I'm starting to get to that point where I don't really care, because like it's marked explicit on iTunes. If you're going to show your kids that, then
you're going to show your kids.
Thank you.
There's a big red
like
thing
it has
telling you not to watch it.
Yeah. Because we are very explicit.
Yeah. But like
talking about spilling
out of boxing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's just natural.
That's not really like Strokeymon.
Yeah, that's not. That's just a problem with being a dude and having people who don't know how dicks work. They just don't know how it works. Which is strange, because they probably made them. They probably got their own dicks. Probably just don't wear their own
dicks.
Yo, just imagine, like half of us in this room just got dicks that are just, like, of different, like, type.
It's different race.
Yeah, all of us have an idea of what dick should be. It's based off what our dick is.
Yeah, you're right.
And we have, and for all we know, Adam's dick could be way different from what my dick is. And I'm not going to describe my dick on the off chance that my dick is weird.
See, like, this is the shit I want to put on the Hotcast. I think that would be great.
Yeah, no, that's just it's just a crazy version of my favorite thing in the world, where someone's like, "Hey guys, don't you hate it when?" And the thing they say is the weirdest fucking thing that no one can relate to. Nothing in the world makes me happier than that moment. Like, literally nothing. Where it's just like, guys, don't you hate it when like your dick is just like, it just like gets caught on like the fucking, your like the hairy part of your foot, and I'm just like. yeah, so that's weird. I mean, you should get help.
Well, the podcast will highlight those moments for all of us.
Yes.
We're not going to be recording that over Google Hangouts.
No.
Okay, because I'm already mortified to play Droffle when my parents are awake.
There wasn't a single dick. Wait, no.
There was actually a single dick.
You drew the only dick.
I didn't mean to.
I had to draw dicks because my fucking problem was dicks. I was forced to draw dicks.
What the hell? I got a problem with
that. I think we got rid of that one though.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we got rid of that set. It was real bad.
Yeah, we need to make another set. God.
All right. So, outside of that interesting conversation, what else do we got? The podcast.
Should we talk about like our planned podcasts?
What the?
Like, this is, we don't have questions, I don't think.
No, we don't have questions. But I could want to end it, throw it over my way, and I can read all the things that are coming out between now and next Tuesday.
Okay. Not quite yet.
No, I'm saying when we relay it right back to me.
All
right.
Yeah. But I'm excited to have that mixer. That was what this whole tangent was from. Believe it or not.
Being excited about a mixer ends in just like,
you know,
dicks
getting stuck to the hairy part of your foot.
Ugh.
Apparently.
Burritos for dinner.
Huh?
Can we get burritos for dinner?
Yeah.
I don't really want burritos.
Okay.
I kind of wanted to go to Filibuster.
They closed.
Have they closed?
Filibuster has closed.
I wanted to go to
Qdoba.
All right, let's talk about food
for half
of the podcast.
I'm going to go to Salad Works.
I'll go to Salad Works.
Yo,
I'm like always in the mood for Salad Works.
You guys should shut the fuck up.
All right, so unfiltered. Relatively coherent.
Half of this podcast was the relatively coherent.
That was
the gaming part. This is like...
Maybe we should end in the 10 seconds
it took you to transition.
You know what we should do? We should take all the swear words and then do the beep, but then also play the swear word. So she will simultaneously hear us say fuck, but they also hear boop, like, at the same time. So like fuck.
No, they're just like slightly off.
No, what if we like do the
beep? Oh, like right after? Like they
no,
did
like,
it at the Tonys.
The same time. So it's like, so you'll be hearing boop and fuck at the same time. So it's like, it's like a pointless sensor that does absolutely nothing.
I like it better than what I was thinking. I was thinking like we could just like have the beep
like
slightly
the
too late.
Leave the buzzer at like a normal volume.
Yeah.
I think we could do like slightly too late so they can, so it's like, so the next word.
Yeah.
Oh no. That would get so confusing. It'd be like a fucking puzzle game. They wouldn't even know what I said because they would hear fucking blank game at that point.
What happened at the Tonys, which I thought was great, was there's this part in the Battle of 1800 in Hamilton where Hercules Mulligan, a character, like, does this really kind of explicit rap. And one of the lines is, we're in the shit now, somebody has to shovel it. But they censored out, like, now. And the first part of somebody instead of shit.
We're in the shit that. Blank. Oh, he missed it. He's like, it's coming up.
And then, like, there's an F bomb, like, at the end of his verse, and they got that one, unfortunately.
Damn.
Yeah.
It would have been great if you said I don't give a fuck. Oh, man. Fantastic.
Yeah. It was great because I was watching it with, actually, you guys were all there, and it was like when I was talking to my neighbors. Yeah, you guys were at my house for the Tonys.
I wasn't.
You had left.
I had to leave.
Yeah, but it was when my neighbors came over to like say hi or whatever, and we were just standing there watching it. My dad was there, and he like hates rap to no end, so it was great. Like I was like, oh my god. They did that on TV?
They did the hippity hops.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Has anyone had an exciting week?
No. I mean, I watched CEO this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I watched CEO.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about CEO. 54 minutes and a half.
We got
time. Okay.
Yeah.
Time. All the time in the world.
That's not true.
You going to talk about Street Fighter?
Sure. top 32 at Street Fighter at CEO
Charger.
Is like, this is probably the most stacked Street Fighter V tournament, like, since it's been out.
It is ripped.
Ripped.
Like, muscles for days.
Muscles on muscles.
And, like, the entire top 32 was just, like, every single top player. Like, you got Justin Wong, you got Flash, you got Haitami, you got Daigo, you got Mago, all them. And every match was just so good. Like, there wasn't a single bad match in that whole thing. And I'm so happy because Tokido finally took it at Grand Finals.
Totinos? I'm so glad.
Infiltration has been one-upping him at every single tournament they've both been at. It's always been down to Grand Finals, Infiltration versus Tokido, and Infiltration, like, 3-0s
him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Tokido's always coming from losers.
Yeah, that's how you know it's scripted.
Script. Did you see the fucking Smash 4 results? This thing was fucking scripted. Keep going.
And like, Grand Finals was the hype of shit. That was some anime protagonist bullshit right there.
Yeah, that was the part.
Oh my gosh.
Naruto does his
Rasengan
and hits Sasuke in the mouth.
Yep.
His infiltration went up 2 victories. Tokido had nothing. One more infiltration would have taken the whole tournament. Tokido had to reset the bracket, so he'd have to win 6 matches. And 3 consecutively to reset the bracket. And he did it. And then he 3-0'd Infiltration when he reset the bracket.
Scripted.
And ended it the final round with a perfect.
Scripted. Like that shit just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Life ain't an anime. And that's the most anime shit I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Yeah. It's so fucking anime. And it was
doesn't mean it was like any less hype. But
most definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll jump over it.
Oh, yeah, and Xavier Woods was there.
Okay.
I love him so much.
I love him.
He,
so much.
Yeah,
I don't
he
care about wrestling, but man, he's so awesome.
Yeah,
there's
something that he just, like, just has charisma. This nigga's charisma stat is 20. Once he enters a room, you start smiling.
Right?
Nigga doesn't even have to say nothing.
<He's>
and
awesome.
When he does say stuff, then you really start smiling.
Yeah.
I love that, man.
He's awesome.
He's fantastic.
I've been watching his YouTube stuff. I'm like, man, you're awesome. I like you a lot. I'm going to continue to watch his YouTube stuff.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of YouTube, I think, like, overnight, YouTube removed a bunch of, or, like, unsubbed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of inactive users from, like, everyone.
Yeah, everyone is freaking out.
No, I think, like, Mogamu, which is a popular Warframe YouTuber, lost, like, 8,000.
Yeah, I saw Sky posted about it. He was like, we were so close to 900,000!
Because this was like the time where everyone had just passed like one benchmark or another,
yeah.
And then YouTube just screwed them all over. Like, I know Jacksepticeye had recently hit like 11 million, and
that dude is growing at an insane rate.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like
he
heard
is.
About him like a year ago, and now
that's
he's
because
like,
he's friends with Mark.
Yeah, he's friends with Mark and
yeah.
Felix. That's
yeah.
how I refer to him now
yeah,
because
Felix.
I'm in the know. Also, PewDiePie has. Negative connotations at this point amongst a lot of people because they're children. The funny part is most people who hate PewDiePie are more childish than his fans.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They hate him for like no good reason because like sure his content is probably I don't watch it but like his content probably at some point was pretty not great. There's absolutely no reason to hate someone over
that.
Yeah.
This dude has done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Pretty much his entire like
the PewDiePie is legit like one of the coolest people ever, like as a person.
Yeah. He's just like a dope motherfucker who makes somewhat subpar content and people hate him for that.
Yeah.
Because he's number one. Being number one comes with haters, but like
do you have to give back your plaques? Like if you have a million?
Oh no. I mean no.
No.
I mean,
it's so funny.
That is hilarious, but no, because it takes them like 25 years to actually get you your plaques.
Yeah.
And then
they're engraved.
Yeah. And so...
this is what they get when it's scratched out and then rewritten.
Just like they contact you and it's like, you need to send that back to us. We'll save it for when you actually cross like 50,000 subscribers.
They snap into
the what happens is it happens and then it's like if it's before they ship it out, they just scribble it out and just write in Sharpie the actual number over the million.
Oh no.
It's like, oh, too bad. You're only at 980,000. But yeah, that was the person that crossed my mind. But I remember, like, by the time you have your plaque of a million, you're at like 5 million. So.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe they do it for that reason.
Yeah, and the off chance this one time, you know, 2016, they removes the subscriber. I want people to do that shit because fucking Stage Hazard on Twitter is taken by some inactive account. No one Stage Hazard.
So is Major Socks.
Where's the great Twitter wipe? We need it, Twitter.
Can't wait to change my username to Dick.
What should I change mine to? It's still Pat Mrs. Pax.
No, that's your name, not your handle.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Your
what
name?
Should
you should
it?
Do who?
You should change it to Pat.
Yeah, Pat Bowden.
Pat Bowden.
Sydney Smith is kidding. And so is 42 Wallaby Way without the underscores.
You should probably change that handle.
42 Wallaby Way.
It's just a bunch of underscores.
Yeah.
I know. But I can't think of anything clever.
Corgi.
And Corgi isn't taken.
I said Corgi Gaming. That's probably taken too. But
oh,
like,
I didn't hear the game. I thought you said Corgi. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody walked up to me in PAX and asked me that. They're like, are you the original Corgi? I'm like, probably not.
I really don't.
Considering I made a Twitch account like 3 weeks ago, no.
Original.
Are you the Corgi? Bark, 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 bark. All right, but piggybacking off CEO, more CEO. Melee CEO was all right. Okay. Fucking Melee Doubles was hype as fuck.
I didn't watch Doubles.
The Grand Finals, I've watched a lot of Doubles, but like, it's never, I've never really gotten that hype. Usually, because like, Melee was not, we all know Melee was not a game designed to be a competitive game. And it is especially shown in Doubles, where the frequency people are getting hit causes the screen shake of Melee to get out of fucking control. On certain matchups, it's not every matchup, but on certain matchups, if it's like four Foxes or some shit.
Yeah.
One, watching Fox doubles is hard because they're way too fast. Four Foxes, while not common, if there were a double of four Foxes, it would probably be unwatchable.
Yeah.
But the Grand Finals were, one, it was four different characters. Sick. And it was Pikachu Samus versus Sheik and Jigglypuff.
Oh, sorry.
There wasn't even a fox.
So Mewtwo King, Hungry Box, Pluff, and
Axe. And it was so good. Like when playing Melee at a high level, the stuff that I'm drawn to is like the sort of like interesting use of mechanics and execution. Because my problem with most other fighting games is there doesn't seem to be a lot of you in the combos. They lots of them seem a bit more scripted and everyone's doing the most optimal thing. Because of course, you know, you do the most optimal thing to win. But with Melee, there's a bit of creativity that is involved in the way you can do certain things. And watching these people like use basic mechanics to answer questions or solve problems that aren't usually things where it's like you're doing 2v2s and this is still something they're fleshing out because only recently have 2v2s been getting really interesting. It's like I love watching people like wave dash or just like air dodge in specific ways that answers only this one out of a million situation. And it's so interesting to see like these people like, and like the neutral on 2v2s is so much more interesting to watch than like neutral game on just like 1v1s, because there's like so much like going on with like you having to coordinate with your ally and sort of read what they're gonna do. And it was just fucking, that last match was just fucking beautiful. And it highlighted another problem, which is how sort of lackluster the singles were, partially because like the two lamer of the gods were there.
Yeah,
I got nothing but love for them, but in terms of like watching, I will in terms of watching, I find myself zoning out of every Hungry Box match ever. And I get salty because every once in a while he'll just like go hard and I miss it. But like 99% of the time, you're just kind of back airing the whole time. And I know there's so much more to it than that. But in terms of like enjoying and watching it, it's like you look like you're just back airing the whole time. And so
it's like watching more Doom than Marvel.
Yeah. And so it's like it wants to show the big problem is, and you can't do a fucking major in 2 days. Like the level of play from the doubles finals to the fucking singles finals, it was so obvious. Like Music King was just like literally all he did is Fox with lasers and neutral air, and every once in a while he would up tilt, and it was just kind of like you can tell this dude's been at one. Music King's having a rough time recently, and like the fact that they were playing from fucking 10 to midnight. Of just fucking melee.
Like, we were playing something when that was going on. We were
playing
Druffle?
What day was this?
And like, Saturday. We ended the call at 1:45-ish, and it just ended.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
And so it's like, you can see like the... Like they're being run ragged, like they're making mistakes that they would never do. Like just the match quality is just way slower than it's supposed to be. And I was just like, man, the CEO is supposed to be hype as fuck. Yeah. But you can even tell they're doing their fucking intros, and everyone's like,
Like, that was it for the whole tournament. Though, like, I was so disappointed in the intros.
They're definitely a lower quality, but like the melee dudes were like asleep. Like Wizrobe didn't even know how to get in the fucking the turnbuckle. Now, part of that is probably, him being socially awkward or whatever, but the other half of it was that this dude had been playing Melee hardcore for, like, 10 hours at this point. So that was unfortunate.
There were actually, like, there were two intros, basically, that happened at CEO. Yeah. And all of it that I watched, I'm like, oh, that's an intro. Not, like, a good one or anything. I'm like, oh, that's an intro.
It's like, this person just, like, playing music and then just walked into
The most impressive intro I saw was Knuckle Doo, and all that happened there was he, like, Alex DeBailey walked up first holding an American flag.
Yeah, I love that. And then,
the only American in top 8.
Yeah, and then he did the thing where he like turned to the left and then it revealed him.
Yeah.
That was nice. I like
that. But like other than that, like last year, so many better intros. You had K-Brad doing the Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah, that was really good. That was good.
Yeah, so overall, like outside of like the games and like the matches, like everything else about CEO was kind of tame, which is the exact opposite of what I expect from CEO.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one time of the year where you get to act like a dumbass with your intro and no one fucking took it seriously. Or took it not seriously. They all took it too seriously.
Yeah, I mean, Smash 4 was fucking... It was the best Smash 4 tournament.
Smash 4 was so
that, like, that there's ever been. Like, if somebody who's watched every Smash 4 major, a lot of them can be like, okay. This one was... fucking absurd.
As somebody who gets, like, more or less bored watching Smash 4, like, this was hype as shit.
Yeah.
I'd like to go through some of the upsets. Trello.
Scripted.
The best Ryu in the world, by a large margin, has been winning everything in his region for the past few months now. Since he started picking up the game, and he retired, now he's like, we took a break, and now he's like fucking killing it. Trello, 385th place at CEO. The best Ryu in the world. Everybody was expecting him to top 8 this time. 385th.
I didn't even know they counted that.
I didn't either.
I was like, you lost in pools.
Yeah, he lost in pools. That's
what happened. Yeah, no, I thought that's how they counted it. It was just like, there was probably a new thing. They were like, we're not used to giving a fuck about anyone in pools. How do we calculate this? 385th? Okay.
6WX. Usually a considered top 10 player, best Sonic main in the world by a large margin, it seems.
129th. Damn. So just barely.
Yeah. I still remember that time where everybody freaked out when Mango got like 16th.
Yeah.
And here we are. The fucking best Ryu in the world getting 3-8.
Ally, the best Mario in the world, has won 2 majors this year. 2 majors. 49th. Pink Fresh, 33rd, but that's because Bayonetta was there.
He's still trying.
He's still trying.
God bless his soul.
Yeah. Rain, the best cloud in Japan. Maybe the best cloud. We're not really sure. 33rd. Foe, the best NES by a large margin. Usually considered a top 10 player. 25th. Mars, top 15 Zero Suit. The second best Zero Suit. 25th. Nairo, the second best player in the world, who has either won or come in second in every tournament since the start of the game. 17th.
Damn.
ESAM 17th. That's what he's been doing. Void, another top five player, people would argue. Ninth. Didn't make top eight. Zero got ninth place and lost in pools. Zero got sent to losers in pools by a Palutena mage. Wow. And the top eight was hype as fuck. Like,
yeah.
I'd like to read what the characters were in top eight. There was a Mario, Diddy Kong, Cloud, Olimar, Rosalina, Mewtwo, Meta Knight, Pac-Man, Toon Link, Sheik, Mart, Fox, and Donkey Kong.
Well, that was more than eight. These got dual memes.
Yeah, so they got dual memes now. And I won't talk about it in depth, but like Smash 4 is shifting to like a very counterpick meta, rather than like it's becoming less and less viable to main one character. Mainly because everybody has a Pocket Cloud, everyone has a Pocket Mario. At this point, like, everyone has a Sheik. Like, it's becoming very, very hard to just main one person.
I never wanted to be good anyways.
Yeah, it was an anti-one, by the way. The week he gets a sponsor, he wins a major. And I thought that was pretty awesome.
Really good for him.
Yeah.
He's got to wait for Bowser's birthday, where they buff him and make him the worst, not the best character. And then all my training weights will come off. And I will crush Nairo, so then they get a 385.
Make Trellis 600. Drown him in, like, first round of pools.
Drown him
in pools. Don't just, like...
Like, take the kiddie pool and shove his fucking
Yeah, like, he drowned in the kiddie pool. Not the five-foot pool. He drowned in the kiddie pool. Poor Trellis, though. Everyone was expecting him to, like... Like, there were so many tweets where I'm like, man, Trellis taking this whole thing, isn't it?
Those four unfortunate souls.
That's what I got with you. It was the best match for her. All
right. Before we take it over to you with the games releasing between now and next Tuesday when we record our podcasts, really big shout out to Kennedy Parker at Bootleg Page for literally making our site crash with traffic.
Three times.
Yeah.
Still getting traffic from that.
We're getting consistent people liking the page too. Like now, even what, two days out?
Yeah. And we're getting consistent Twitter followers as well, which are harder to get than Facebook likes.
Yeah.
Which is very nice. I had to buy a dedicated IP. that's great.
Like today,
but like, it also gives our website a little more credibility. We could do a secure server now.
I have a question. In the statistics, what's the difference between visitor and visit?
Visitor is a unique IP. Visit is how many times they visit the page.
Yeah, so...
So, like, people will come visit twice.
So lots of those were refreshes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them were refreshes.
So today we got 683 uniques, so...
Okay.
They're still trickling down.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But we haven't published anything today, also.
My thing is... It hasn't published yet, but I'll finish it.
Okay. We should probably aim for publishing in the morning.
Yeah, I know, but I had a lot of shit to do this morning. I played on it, but it got busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that. I was just curious as to what the data on like the most recent article I did, which is about open world games. If anyone,
I liked it.
Yeah,
I still
have
to read it.
Yeah,
it's very good.
It's I kind of rushed towards the end, and I really enjoyed how my final, at least when it's on like a big screen. My paragraph like ends with the picture of the Dark Souls thing.
I like the formatting there. It's kind of cool. It's to the left.
Yeah,
that's
just good. I wanted to talk about like that picture for a long time.
Yeah,
because it's like it blows my mind that like a fucking artist played Dark Souls and was like, I love this game's level design.
Yeah,
I'm going to make a piece of art about the level design of a video.
It's really cool.
Literally the only time I've ever seen anything like that. And it just goes to show like how important that is, because like that's definitely one of like the, especially if you just like analyze like modern game design, that is one of the big things that is being ignored right now, is like how important just the area you move around in is. And when it comes to, like, I can say this definitively, when it comes to level design, literally nothing is better than Dark Souls 1. Absolutely nothing. It's fucking bonkers, but it's a Yeah, so that's what the article is pretty much about. I can't talk about anything without Dark Souls because
we get it. You like Dark Souls.
To
be fair, Dark Souls is pretty
great. Yeah, it's a game I just have a lot of respect for, even more than like, I really enjoyed playing it. It's just like they just did a lot of like smart things.
Mm-hmm.
And as an up-and-coming like developer myself, I have nothing but respect for fucking Hidetaka Miyazaki. He is my new hero. At first it was like, oh, I love Kojima and I love Shigeru Miyamoto. Now it's fucking Hidetaka Miyazaki. That is my nigga.
It's a cool name. It's really awesome.
Fucking rolled over Hidetaka Miyazaki. But yeah, so I forgot I got here. Oh yeah, I was talking about I was watching the traffic, and I noticed like how little there was over the night, like how little there was like during, and then like I looked at it in the morning, and like during the morning it seemed to get a lot more traffic. So that was
it. Well, it seems like I was just looking at the post. It seems like Ricky's posting something today, so I'll publish mine tomorrow morning.
Okay, I'll publish mine Thursday then.
I'll finish up my Mighty Number 9 review. I'll publish it before I publish it sometime this week, probably.
Okay.
Well, I could set a
thing. Yeah, you can schedule it.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that tonight.
Okay. When we get our mixer, we're going to do a lot more things with this podcast, and I'm really excited.
Ooh. Some awesome audio equipment will sound pretty active, just my ASMR stuff.
Yeah. We're going to need to share mics, considering how many people have been coming in regularly for these podcasts,
yeah.
But that's okay.
We just kick them out.
I host the podcast,
Greg. He's going to kick you out. You can host it from afar.
All right. Adam, take us out.
Okay. So something we're trying new at the end. We'll read all the games that are coming out this week so you can go buy games if you like. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about more games next week.
Yeah. Let us know if you like this feature on any of our social media. Please also ask us questions. We have an email address.
We have an email address. We have Twitters. We have literally every form of social media you can find, except LinkedIn.
I have LinkedIn.
What is
LinkedIn? I shouldn't put this on my resume for LinkedIn, though. Because I don't think my future employers would appreciate me talking about a dick swapping out of boxes.
I absolutely put it on mine. Jesus Christ. I want them to know that.
Well, you're a guy, so.
I'd say that you didn't say that.
I just did.
You just did. You soiled yourself.
I
work with
baited.
I used to work with children, and
my
mom talked about the website.
Yo, children
we used
are
to do
worst.
All the time.
Thank
like,
you.
They're like absolutely like just jerks.
I'm fine with kids.
No.
I don't want them.
I can't stand children.
Like, the vast majority of the time, kids are brats. And they're the worst.
Even if they are brats, I love shutting them down and making them think that they are brats. That's some good shit.
The only thing I don't like about kids is when they insist on holding your hand and then it's sticky. Or bad.
Your hand or theirs?
Theirs. Or like if they grab your leg and all of a sudden it's just damp, I'm like, please be water. Please be water. Please don't be spit.
It's never water. In
water. I want to know how many times it's actually been water. Probably never.
You're sitting next to the kid and they have their hand in their mouth and you're just like, please wash your hands.
Hey, so like your left hand? Can I hold that one instead? It's my kind of better.
He's not touch me. Stay away from me. You fucking, all right, fucking creep.
So Take us out!
The games that are coming out from now until next week, coming out today, the 28th,
right?
Yeah.
Today on the 28th, there's a few. There's 7 Days to Die, which I don't know what the hell that is. God Eater Resurrection, coming to PS4 and Vita. The Grand Kingdom, which is a new JRPG, coming to PS4 and Vita. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Eyes of Heaven, for PS4. Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens coming to practically every console. Except Vita. No, Vita's there.
Okay.
Prison Architect, which is a PC game coming to PS4 and Xbox.
Oh, okay, I was going to say. Was that an early access or something?
Resident Evil 5 Remaster, which is coming out of PS4 and Xbox One. Star Ocean Integrity and Faithlessness coming up to PS4.
Oh, shit,
4. Terraria is coming to Wii U. The Technomancer coming to PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
Okay, I'll look into that. I think Technomancy is pretty cool.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard really bad things about it.
It seems like really bad.
I just bought an album called Technomancy by Victor Love. You'd like it. It's a lot of metal.
I hope that album's better than this.
So is it like, it's like Technomancy, so it's like metal and like...
Yeah, it's like metal and... industrial cyberpunk, I think, is the genre.
So industrial metal.
Yeah, you'd like it a lot.
Industrial metal's good.
There's also another one that I'll show you later on. Anyway.
Zero Time Dilemma, which a lot of people seem to be excited for.
Yeah, Kennedy just lost her mind.
Everyone is losing their minds over this. I want to know if I can just play this game without playing the other one, but I bet it's a big fat no.
Kinda. You need context from the other games, but like... if you're not interested in the other ones, reading a plot synopsis might do the trick.
Okay. Because, yeah.
I don't know about 999, but you probably need a lot of information from Virtue's Last Reward.
Okay.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia, that too.
Be on the lookout for that, because this game makes some fantastic reviews.
I haven't played any of them. I'm just assuming, because that's what I've heard. So.
Yeah. Coming out tomorrow, that's all for today. Coming out tomorrow is Inside on Xbox One, which is something everybody should be on the lookout for. Because the embargo broke this morning, and holy shit.
Okay.
It is absurdly positive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 reviews so far. They give it perfect scores.
Wow.
It's the Limbo developer's new game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Xbox One.
Was that the one where you were like, oh, it's 3D Ori?
Yeah, no. That was
Fee.
That was Fee. This was the one where they showed for like 10 seconds. It was like the dark room with like the lights and stuff like that.
Yeah, I can't really remember.
Okay. It's very,
It looks like Limbo, kind of.
It kind of looks like Limbo.
Yeah.
But it's, like, more 3D.
Yeah.
Lost Sea, which is a game I've never heard of and actually doesn't have a Wikipedia page. I can't help anybody here for Xbox One. Box Boy, which, believe it or not, that's a name for their sequel.
Yeah.
It's coming out.
Not Box Boy 2.
No.
Or Box Boy.
It's coming out. Box
Hashtag
Boy.
Box Boys.
Box Boys. It's coming out 3DS on June 30th. That's
a fantastic title.
That's Wednesday.
Thursday. Super Robot Wars, Original Generation, and the Moon Dwellers. Woo! Is coming to PS3 and PS4 on the 30th.
English version is coming out in August. Can't wait.
Okay.
That's going to be a day one purchase.
And Zero Time Dilemma, the PC version, is coming out on the 30th, not today.
Okay.
That's everything. Everything is coming out. Maybe we'll play some of them. Maybe we'll talk to you about some of them. I'll probably talk about Inside next week, because I'm very excited.
I would love to talk about the movie from... The Limbo dudes.
That's inside.
I really like Limbo. Anyway.
PC, not this week. PC on the 7th.
The 7th of
for
July.
For,
is it Windows 10?
I don't know yet.
That's okay. Oh, I have Windows 10.
I don't.
It's a free upgrade.
Yeah, I know. It keeps bothering me.
My hands are bothered me in months.
Yeah, one time I literally went to the bathroom and I came back and there was a 5-minute timer left on upgrading to Windows 10.
Oh,
I was so scared. I have like PTSD that I never leave my computer on. Like I'll go upstairs like to get a drink and I just like shut off my computer. I don't want that Windows 10. It's going to make it real hard for everything.
Alright,
I can tell.
Okay.
Bye,
Andres. Love you. Get home safe.
Peace out,
girls.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you want on your
headstone?
Okay.
Here lies a baller.
All right. I'm going to leave the two remaining Kirby games you haven't played. I'm going to put them in your casket.
Wait, we need on that list.
Yeah, we'll finish the list for you, man. We'll play all the Kirby games.
I love you guys.
Please.
Bye.
Please don't die, though.
Is that everything?
Yeah, that's everything. We even said bye to Andres.
They got to hear that personal moment.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Windows 10 is shit?
Yeah, I mean, I just assumed that everything...
Windows 10 is fine.
It's fine. I've been using it.
I don't mind it.
What's wrong with Windows
10? I'm just 100% sure that like the second I download Windows 10, I'm just gonna have some incompatibility shit, and then with particularly my playing of PM, I feel like it's just gonna fuck with Dolphin somehow.
I've been using Dolphin.
It was because I'm always afraid of like driver stuff. And like that always is pretty jank when
from,
you get these
from my
devices.
Experience, it hasn't given me a problem.
Yeah.
And I haven't updated my like Razer drivers and whatever in like months.
Yeah, so. If I get confirmation that like my PM is still going to work fine after I upgrade to Windows 10, and if they actually release a exclusive to Xbox and Windows 10 game that I actually give a fuck about, maybe I'll upgrade.
also, if it helps you sleep anymore, I've been running Dolphin on Windows 10 for the past week, and it's fine.
Okay.
Project M. No, I've been doing 20XX. I've been doing mainline.
Okay.
And that's been working fine. So I don't know if PM will be the same. I can promise you 20XX is working just fine.
Yeah, 20XX works. If 20XX works, then it should work.
It should work, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
So that.
All right. Hopefully next week we'll see you guys with a new mixer. and some audio quality.
I can't wait for the bomb ass audio quality. I'm buying.
I can't wait to start the podcast and we all talk seductively into our microphones.
That's
going
to get real obnoxious.
Like,
most people don't even know how to talk, let alone talk seductively.
Swaying back and forth.
Only like a baby?
Oh, like a baby, and he's like, oh, here's the right side of my mouth. I can't wait.
Oh my goodness. This is the sound of his beard scratching.
Oh yeah.
This is the sound of my beard. It's just fingernails on skin.
Yeah, just like rubbing against your beard.
It's
just
all up in there. Oh, I can't wait. Granny, so many of these covers crammed up.
They came with them, right?
They came with one. But I'm going to need to order like 10 of them just for what I'm going to do.
Because, like, are you going to stick beer here in it?
What are you going to do with it?
That's between him and the microphone.
The microphone can't consent. You're goddamn right. Better not treat my microphones.
I don't want them to be sticky.
In
I already have to deal with child hands.
Your mother wouldn't be proud of.
Yeah, do what you do onto your microphone what you would do to your mother.
Talk to her?
Yes. That's it. That's all you do.
Okay.
I don't want to know anything about your family dynamics.
I'm at the microphone. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
All right. Well, on that, interesting.
Audio's cool.
Yeah.
I guess it is.
Yeah, it's cool.
See you next
podcast.
Week when we sound dope as fuck.
Yeah. Bye.
Peace out, girls.
Bye.